camps in the books as far as football is concerned. Official practice will get underway coming up soon, and we'll have games coming up 3 weeks from last night. The first football games go off. Ready or not, looking forward to another season of football. Myself and John Hegarty, and then on the South Gym as well, Miles Klotz and Gary Fickle will have those games for you coming up. And again, it all gets started 3 weeks from last night. Our annual football preview is going to kick off here on this Saturday morning as we're going to talk with four of the football coaches coming up here today. Paul James, Chris Buesing, Tim Lovell, and then Brian White's going to be stopping in as well as we take you through the 9 o'clock hour, maybe even moving a little bit beyond 9 o'clock. We'll see how things play out coming up here on the program here today. But going to start things off with Linmar football and head coach Paul James joining us here first as he's got to go off to, you have a coaching golf outing today,
right? Yeah,
football
staff golf outing and followed by a family picnic.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Good stuff to have. You get a little time with the families and a little break during a very hectic part of the season.
You bet. Kind of cap off the break that we've had. We've been on a two-week break with the kids and staff, and so then we're getting ready to go on Monday.
There you go. And, of course, you had a hectic summer of caddying at times for Chris and playing some golf as well. So a good summer for him on the various tours.
Yeah, he finished, I think it was 15th in the U.S. Open qualifier and 5th at the City Am this year, so.
Not too bad.
A couple of holes that like to replay that might have changed things, but that's the way it always goes.
When we all like to have that.
Yeah.
You ought to be able to do that at the end of your golf round. Just have to, one hole, you get to go back, you get to play it all again.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that'd be a great tournament to have. We'll look into doing that for next year. Well, football now, and coming into another season at Linmar off a 3-6 year. And I think that a little bit, I think high expectations going into the year with the guys you've got coming back. And I know you guys were playing very good football at the end of last year. Not what you wanted, but the foundation continues to build at Linmar.
Yeah, you're right about that. And last year we had 2 1-point losses that would have certainly changed the way things appeared. But we think we're on the brink of going in the positive direction in terms of one loss record and that. And we've got 17 returning letter winners. Most of them started at one time or another during the year. So those are all good things for us to have some confidence to get things going.
Right, and well, one of those letter winners is the quarterback, and always good to have the signal caller back, and you've got a very good one in Marcus Orr. Had a terrific junior season, 12 touchdown passes, 56% completion rate, something like that anyway, and I think going to be a real good quarterback in his senior year.
Yeah, we're expecting good things from him. He's a good leader. He understands what we're trying to accomplish in our system and reads defenses pretty well, I think. And on the average, we threw the ball 25 times last year. He was it averaged out to be 14 of 25. So that's not bad. I think he's looking to improve on that. You know, and overall, I was looking at the stats last night. We were right at 50-50 on run pass. It was like 238 to 229, you know. So, you know, you hear people talk about 50-50, and that's kind of where we were at last year. So we'll see what happens this year, but we feel good about our passing game.
And good off season for Marcus. Probably went to some camps trying to improve himself, get better, things like that.
Exactly. Yep. He went to a few camps, and then he and the receivers got together a few times, you know, besides what we're doing during the summer. So,
yeah,
that's good stuff.
Yeah, and got some receivers coming back to help him out that he's familiar with, too.
Yeah, our two starting wide receivers are back, Will Zarodnik and Brandon Rouse. And, you know, they had good years. They were both up around 300 yards receiving, 20-some-odd catches and so on. Actually, our leading receiver, and I was looking, he caught 10 out of his 26 catches in the last two games of the year, and that's Coy Sarsfield. So we're hoping Coy's going to be with us. We're not totally sure what his fall baseball commitments are at this point, but we're hoping that he's going to join us on Monday. And so he, along with Trey Martin, who plays a lot of defense for us, he played some slot and caught a number of footballs. And so, you know, those things, those guys are going to be key in getting our passing game going.
Yeah, and behind Marcus in the backfield, Alex Hess graduated, but you got some guys coming back, I know, that are going to help out. They got a little bit of playing time a year ago.
Yeah, Cam Walker is one of them. He played some slot, and he played some running back. But a lot of our yardage has graduated, like you said, with Hess being the main one. And so we've got some juniors that are going to step up. We have Preston Thomas, who we were counting on, injured a knee at a Minnesota football camp. And so we're going to see what he's able to contribute. But he had a great summer for us. But we've got Chris Baker, who's a fullback, Bryson White, who's a running back for the sophomores last year that'll be juniors that will help shore up our running game, I think.
Yeah, and I know before we get too much farther into it, good sophomore class a year ago that I think you're going to count on pretty heavily this year to help out.
Yeah, the sophomores last year were 7-1. They lost their opener to senior, 35-28, and then rebounded and finished with seven straight wins. And our freshmen were 8-0, and we've got a few of those kids that are now sophomores that are going to be with us on the varsity that are we're going to count on to help out.
Yeah, and we'll learn those names as we move along through the year. Got some linemen back, too, up front, probably on offense and defense that you're going to count on, too.
Yeah, Cleo Garrels was our most valuable lineman a year ago, and he's back. He's kind of a multi-purpose. He can play center for us, guard, tackle. We just have him learn everything up front, you know, and kind of put him where we need him. But initially, I think he'll probably be looking at playing a lot of center. Eli Gregory is another one that's back. He's about 220. Garrels is about 285 right now. And then Rourke Martin, he's up to 205. He was concentrating on some wrestling last year, always stayed around 170-175, so he's up around 205. So that's really going to help help him. We had a couple sophomores that played last year, so they're juniors this year that lettered, Cole Doty and Dylan Page. So those are the returning letter winners that we have back. And like I say, there's going to be some juniors that are going to step up and be a part of that group that starts or rotates. And so, you know, what's interesting, you know, I had never experienced this except one time, I guess, when I first started coaching, and that is when you go in and you teach your system and everything, you know, that first year, it's like, nobody has any clue about what you're talking about, you know, and you're coaching them up on how to do certain things, whether it's running at the holes or running backs, you know, where you break after you get through the line or different things like that, you know. And now in the third year, our younger level coaches do a great job of preparing them, and we even have seventh and eighth grade and Metro youth running the system. And so having those kids know the system coming up really helps a lot. And it was the way things kind of worked out this year. Our freshmen worked with the varsity for our morning workouts during the summer. Our sophomores usually do, but it didn't work out for them. They went in the afternoon. So it was really awesome seeing our older kids work with those incoming freshmen, you know, you know, they go through, and then at the back of the lines, before the next guy up comes up, they're helping them, correcting them, teaching them some of the techniques. And, you know, it's just, it's awesome to see the older kids have the confidence in what we're doing and then convey that on to the younger players.
Taking a little bit of responsibility there.
Exactly.
And good things will happen. You mentioned Cam Walker coming back as one of the linebackers. He's going to be a big part of the defense, I know, this year.
Yeah, he and Trey Martin is a safety who's a real heady player and seems like he's all over the field. Hiku Carolyn is a linebacker, and he lettered. He's a returning linebacker as well as Gabe Guerrero. And so those guys will help in the linebacking spot, and we're counting on some of those younger players to come in, you know, and fill the spots as well. Lineman A.J. Frost is back, letter winner. Cleo will go both ways. Luke Gaffney was a freshman last year that he's going to really do a good job for us at defensive end. So Dylan Page and Doty, they also rotated on defense. So, you know, we don't have a lot of size. You know, I said Cleo is 285, but other than that, our biggest lineman's 240, you know, and a lot of them in that 200 to 220 range. And so, you know, we're just hoping that they'll be agile enough. And it seems to me that we really have pretty athletic kids. We don't always have the biggest linemen, but we've got some athletic kids. You know, several of those guys that are linemen are basketball players and stuff. So they've grown up moving their feet and stuff. And so, you know, all of that helps and translates, I think, to quickness and movement on the defensive side.
Going to have to find a kicker and a punter, too, this year.
Actually, not a punter.
Not a punter, okay.
No. The all-Metro punter, I believe he was all-Metro, was...
Brandon Rouse.
Brandon Rouse, yeah.
So he's back.
And he's back, and he's a soccer player, and so he did a little rugby kicking for us last year. You know, sometimes he'd sit back there and straight away punt, but he'd do a little rugby. Alex Cochran, whose brother kicked for us 2 years ago, will be a senior, and I think he'll be a solid kicker. And Rouse also is able to do some of the kicking chores. So, you know, we've got a couple seniors right now that I think have us in pretty good shape that way.
Yeah, it always helps. Got to have that. Those
definitely.
Close games.
Definitely.
How about the staff? Back intact? You got some new guys this year? What's that look like?
We had one coach step away, and that was Jay Lehman. He's got his administrative degree and looking to head in that direction again. So we moved up Nate Frangella, our head sophomore coach, now is up with the varsity. And so that had a ripple effect on our staff then as we filled positions. So Nate's going to work with special teams and quarterbacks. Ed Miles is back as the defensive coordinator, coaching linebackers. Cedric Thomas will be running backs, and then he works with the inverts on defense. Mick Mulhern is returning as the DB coach and also helps out a little bit with running backs. Travis Centers is the D-line coach and helps me with the offensive line. And then Adrian Arrington works with the wide receivers. So it's I really feel good about the staff, and they do a great job of teaching, and two of them have played in the league, so that helps gain the respect of the kids that they know what they're talking about. And then sophomores, Ben Martins is the head coach. He moved up from the head freshman job, and so he fills Nate's position as head sophomore coach, and the other four basically were with us last year or have been with us, Andy May, Brett Van Hove, Tristan Evans, and Matt Starmer. So that makes up our sophomore. Then we needed to fill our head freshman job when Ben moved up to the sophomore. And a young coach who's got a lot of experience, he's got 8 years of experience, but he's only 26 years old, from the metro area, got a teaching job at Linmar, which then led to us being able to hire him as a head freshman coach, and that's Anthony Crawley, who comes over from Kennedy, and he had worked with quarterbacks over there and at various levels, calling plays and doing different things. So he's had good preparation, and the system Coach White runs is somewhat similar to what we run, and so the learning curve has been a little bit easier for a new coach coming in and taking over. So he's the head freshman coach, Anthony Crawley, and his assistants were all coaching freshmen last year, Chad Tompkins, Dave Cosgrove, and Nick Martins. So basically we had one change, and that had kind of a ripple effect, but I feel real good about our entire coaching staff.
Yeah, and flip-flop the schedule this year, and you don't have to go to Dubuque to start the year, which is always a plus.
We only have one road trip.
It's a biggie, though.
Yeah, Sarbandale. We take two trips down to Iowa City for City High and West, and then cross town over to the new field over at Kingston to play Jeff. So we have four road games, a little different than what we experienced last year. Going to the Quad Cities a couple times, and Muscatine and Dubuque, yeah.
Davenport.
It was – we had enough traveling last year. So this will be good. And our opener is with Dubuque Senior on the 30th of Friday night. And it's also a football reunion night for the 88, 89, and 90 football teams that will be back and recognized. And so – that'll be great to have those teams in the house and hopefully see a good performance.
Mick can organize that.
Yeah.
I think he had
He might be a little busy. Maybe the post game.
Maybe the post game. I know a lot of people in the Linmar community are looking forward to that, seeing a lot of those guys from that very talented groups back.
Yeah, there's been a rich tradition at Linmar, and I think that's great that...
Now, is Purnell coming back?
We did that 2 years ago.
Okay.
And Greg was back for that, so I'm sure he'll be back.
Good.
He doesn't miss that. He loves seeing his former players and hanging out and those kind of things. I guess too bad we're not playing Hempstead, then we'd have Mike Hoskins there too, but
can't have everything.
No,
right?
No.
Can't have everything, but that'll be fun. All right. Paul, we'll let you get to the first tee.
Very good.
You going to predict a score today? Team event? Did you stack it up for your group?
It's unknown. It's a blind draw. You put 14 names in a hat and draw them out, and the first two are partners, three and four are partners, and now sometimes people accuse
cheat
others of stacking the deck, but you can tell that it was not stacked. But it's a good time.
Yeah, just don't bowl, because Adrian can bowl really well.
I know.
Watch that.
Yeah,
all
exactly.
Right, Paul, thanks. We'll see you during the season, and best of luck to the Lions.
All right,
this
thank
year.
You very much.
All right, we'll take a break, come back, and continue our football previews here on the Coach's Corner right after this.
We've got your best interest in mind. When you park your savings at DePaco Community Credit Union, you could earn more thanks to the above market rates. Locked in or liquid, fixed or variable rate. DePaco has options that give you the access to cash that you need, and your accounts are federally insured by NCUA. Your money for good. The deposits you make at DePaco are recycled into loans for your friends and neighbors. Now that's a concept in everyone's best interest. And you'll be money ahead with free tools like You Name It Savings Accounts, Savings Buckets for whatever you wish, and Change Up Savings rounds up your debit card spending to the nearest dollar, automatically moving that extra change to an account that you choose. Easy money. Let us pique your interest. See all our savings and deposit rates at DePaco.com/rates or call or visit any DePaco office to discuss the many ways we can help you save. It's in your best interest. DePaco is federally insured by NCUA Equal Housing Opportunity.
Guys, the secret is out. If you want healthy sex, your body needs nitric oxide. And now you can boost your nitric oxide production faster than you thought possible with Ageless Male Tonight, the absurdly fast formula from the number one brand in male enhancement. Just take one capsule an hour before romantic activity. You'll get clinically tested ingredients that rapidly boost nitric oxide production, and it won't go unnoticed. Rush to Walmart and get Ageless Male Tonight.
Valvoline is the only motor oil brand with a dedicated engine lab. And here, we test everything. We test seal conditioners to keep older engines from leaking. We test detergents to help reduce soot. We test additives that protect against wear, increase fuel economy, and fight carbon buildup. Why? Because we won't settle for being less than the best, and you shouldn't either. Valvoline, trusted for 150 years. Now at Advanced Auto Parts, buy Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with Max Life technology and a filter for only $33.99. See store for restrictions and details.
9:22, back with you on the Saturday morning Coach's Corner here on KGYM. Our football previews continue. Those of you wondering where John Hegarty is, John will be back with us next week, taking a very well-deserved vacation. And, of course, he'll be with us in the booth as we kick off the season 3 weeks from last night with some good games. We got a good schedule. We'll have that up soon for you right here on KGYM on the website at kgymradio.com. Going to talk Jefferson football coming up next. Chris Buesing joining us here of the Jayhawks in the second season back at the alma mater, and at least as a head coach anyway. And it's golf day here because the Jefferson alumni outing is going on right now at Ellis. And yeah. Mr. Dukes is over there.
That's
hopefully
right.
He's got everybody pointed in the right direction.
Yeah, I hope so. But they're really appreciate what they're doing, Jefferson Alumni Golf Outing, and they're raising money to help our schools. In the last couple years, I know I'm really appreciative as a football and a track coach because we've got some nice weight equipment from that group that they've donated, and that's helped us get stronger and faster especially. So I really appreciate what they're doing. I know they're having fun, and I'm looking forward to going out and seeing those guys later at the raffle.
Yeah, you'll be over there later.
I'll be over there later, yes, hanging out with those guys. It's a good group, too. It's fun.
Yeah, it is. It is a fun group. And if you can't have fun at the golf course, then you're not doing it right.
That's right.
Well, going into this season, a lot of returning players off a team. You had to bring a lot of guys up last year to kind of help out, and 1-8, but you look ahead to 2019, and I know you got a lot of good expectations going in for the Jayhawks.
Yeah, I think that was the silver lining of our season last year is, not the wins and losses that you wanted in year one, but we didn't have a large senior class, and we appreciate what those guys did for us, those seniors last year, but we had to play by default a lot of younger kids, and so we had a lot of juniors playing football, and then by the end of the year, we had some sophomores playing football, and most of those guys are back, and that's really exciting for this year. Anytime you got an experienced unit coming back, and we know the MVC or what used to be the MVC in this league, 4A football, it's a senior-dominated league. So we got a good senior group that's played football all the way through from Metro, and that makes a big difference, and you can just tell that they like being around each other and their friends, and football is important to them and has been for a long time, and that's fun to see. So we're excited about that group going in this year.
Oh, yeah, and like Paul at Linn Mar, you guys got a quarterback coming back with a lot of experience, and Jacob Coyle, both Coyles back, of course, but Jacob, the quarterback, and always good to have a returning guy under center.
Yeah, and a captain at that. Both of those guys are captains, and Jake has really made some progress in camp. I've really been pleased. We had Camp Dodge camp before our break, and then we had our football camp this week. And I thought in those 2 weeks he's really sharpened some things up. He's a baseball player as well, and so we let him go do that. And but now he's getting back into football mode, and it's just fun to see. And talking about Gabe, his brother, he's a captain, became a captain for us as well this spring. We had a vote going into the summer, and just a great leader. Both those guys are great leaders to have on our team. And Gabe played linebacker for us, and he's going to move back to some safety this year and help us there. And really excited about it. Loves football. And boy, we were at Camp Dodge, and he had a big hit, and went over. And I said, "Now you kind of teed that guy up a little bit, didn't you?" And he goes, "Yeah, but it was worth it." So that was fun.
Yeah, and they're good. They're competitors too.
Yeah, they are.
That's the main thing.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And got a lot of those guys in that group this year that are, you know, they were dissatisfied with last year, and they're, I think, like talking about it, they don't really want to talk about it. They just want to go out there and win games and prove it coming off of last year. So that's exciting to see.
Yep, and some running backs coming back too with experience. That is great to see, and you'll again be counting on those guys too.
Yeah, Jake Thompson was our leader rusher last year, and in our big homecoming win last year, he led the way, and he runs with his pads downhill. And I wouldn't want to tackle him if I was playing high school football, and because he's weighing in about 210, 215, and has a lot of determination, keeps those legs churning when he goes. And Ezekiah Leggins, had he not been hurt in that Linmar game last year, probably would have had a really big junior year. But I know he's lightning in a bottle when he gets his hands on it, and has done a good job this year as well. And so we're really just focused on keeping him healthy this year and hoping he can be there for all nine and maybe more. So those two guys will lead our attack rushing, plus we're triple team. So you talk about your quarterbacks and being involved in that as well. And so, yeah, we're feeling good about what we have coming back there.
Yeah, and kind of two diverse guys too in the way they run. So you can kind of go one way or the other as far as the offensive look anyway.
Yeah, and at times last year we did get into that look where, you know, Jake's not involved and we got two or three running backs out there and kind of go a wildcat look and get an extra blocker out there and put some pressure on the defense that way to tackle everybody. And so, yeah, I feel good about that. We can run downhill. We're a little more physical team this year with talking about some liners in a minute, but and that's exciting for us. So really appreciate those guys.
And, of course, Jake throws to Gabe at times. And and then Kenny Moore also.
Yeah.
Just a big target and a good tight end out there to have.
Yeah, and he's one of the fourth of our five captains. So, and just does a great job as far as a tight end, and especially defensively on the other side of the ball. He's got a lot of length to him, and so he can seal the edge. And one of those dynamic players that you can have being a linebacker. You could put him up on the line on defense. He can be a tight end. He can line up as a wide receiver, and we may do some of that stuff with him this year. And he's excited about that role and is doing a great job of leading our team right now. And that's four of our five that we've mentioned so far, captains. But really pleased with his leadership and all those guys, Jake and Gabe. So.
Good skill people back. And you mentioned the linemen up front, and you were young last year, brought a couple of sophomores up, and that's not easy in Class 4A football, but now they're juniors, and you put them together with some other guys, so you got a lot of experience coming back on the line.
Yeah, we do, and it's really nice. I mentioned our other captain here, but it's really nice to see these guys have gotten bigger, and we put an emphasis on that, and tried to help those guys a little bit with their weight goals and stuff in the off season, and they've taken over that. So we're going to be a little bigger, a little more physical, and we know we needed to be after last season. Our fifth captain is Max Mattson, and he's one of our best linemen for sure, and a returner, played almost every game last year, and set a school record in the squat recently, set a 500-pound squat. which is nothing to sneeze at for a high school kid. And that's really impressive. And he's worked and earned every bit of that. And a couple other guys that are seniors that I'd like to mention, Mason Long has done a good job for us. And he'll played a lot last year, and he'll be in the mix on the offensive line. Jacob Bean started a few games for us last year and did some spell work on some other games last year. But he's back and has been working hard, and was really impressed with his track and field throwing season and the way he handled himself, and kind of one of those guys that's been leading our young guys quietly behind the scenes, and you really appreciate those guys. And another senior that I want to mention is Robert Dossel. Just been very dependable. Robert's his game is really bowling. He's going to scholarship, going to college on scholarship for bowling. But he works his tail off in football, and we really appreciate that. We're going to miss him. And those are all friends that were part of that senior group that played football a long time, and excited to see those guys going forward. And
And then the two youngsters.
Yeah.
Talk about them a little bit.
Yeah. Well, we got some juniors that are going to help us too there, and Noah Dukes and Jackson Stone moved up kind of partway through the season. Injuries, we just had to give them a shot, and then they didn't lose it from that point. So, but it was a learning experience for those guys. At times, they looked like sophomores playing varsity football, and but the progress has continued, and they got better and better, and really had nice off seasons. They both put some weight on, gotten bigger and stronger, and we're definitely, I would say, after our Camp Dodge experience, a more physical football team than we were last year. And so up front, yeah, those guys are really good to have back experience-wise.
Yeah, and that's the offense. And then turning to the defensive side of the football, a lot of the same names I think we're going to see on the defensive side of the ball as well as others.
Yeah, and I think, you know, if we have something that we feel good about right now, it's like that's where we have a lot of experience and depth. And one I'd mentioned that I didn't, I would say, you know, you look over there, you got Jake and Kenny at linebacker that are back. Gabe's going back to help us at safety. Ezekiah's healthy. He'll be in the defensive backfield somewhere. Another senior who's done a great job is DeMarco Smith, playing some corner, and he played Rover for us last year. And all those names that I mentioned and are hitters, and they're physical, and you like that on a defense for sure. And Derek Bunton is one of our best athletes. He's a two-time state qualifier long jumper, and has done a great job with us, one of our best athletes for sure. And throwing in there on the defense, this guy just really has a motor that doesn't stop, is A.J. Schulte. And I've been really so impressed with him. He's a quiet leader. He's not a captain per se, but he's one of those guys who I think our kids look to and to get us going. And he loves playing defense. And he helps us on offense. He's a great blocker and physical kid, but he loves getting after it over there and has a motor. And that's really, really exciting. So when you look at our defense, that's something that those names are ones that we're going to look forward to. And
yeah, and moving Coyle back, you got a little bit more, I want to say flexibility and things like that as far as the defense. And plus, like Coach James talked about, they've got a year under their belts in your system, so things ought to come a little bit easier this year.
Yeah, and that was the most seamless change from a year ago, and I think that's why the guys who are playing it, they've been doing it really for 3 or 4 years, you know, from something that didn't change as much when I took the job last year. So, and we also have, and moving into that backer spot, Josiah Szabo, and talk about a guy who's had a really good preseason. I'm really excited to see what he's going to do. He's one of those guys that keeps showing up around the ball every time on defense when we're on our offense or when we're playing defense. And so that gave us the flexibility to move Gabe and strengthen our defense that way. And so we're really excited about that overall, that continuity. And I think those guys, I hope they do, they have a standard that they want to have a high performance every time they step on the field. So
one of the young guys was a kicker last year, but best part is he's back.
He's back, hopefully for 2 more years, and he has a big leg.
Yes,
and
he does.
We're happy to have Jacob Cross set a school record of 77-yard punt last year in one of our games. And that's so valuable. I mean, when you're talking about, okay, you got a good defense, and then you can go out and you have a kicker that's going to give you a chance to have great special teams play, The great special teams play a lot of times in close games is really what makes the difference. So if we can start there and be good on defense and be good on special teams, and Jacob gives us that opportunity in his punting, in his kickoffs. At the end of the last year, we're more consistently getting into the end zone. He's another baseball player, so we haven't seen him a lot this summer, but like what I saw out of him so far in camp, and really happy to have him.
Well, it makes such a difference if you can force the opponent to start on the 20-yard line.
That makes a huge difference. That's a defensive coordinator's best friend. So, yes, sir.
That is a big, big difference right there. I know you'd love to have a few more players out with numbers, but you know what? I think it's almost, I hate to say it, but the new norm. And you coach up the guys that are there. And you went to Cap Dodge, I know, and took the group, the big group there, and that's a great experience for the kids and for everybody, really.
Yeah. I hope it's not something that's a dip and comes back, because the benefits of football and sports in general are so great, and I think for our society, teaching kids how to work hard towards a goal, delayed gratification, and we tend to be a society that's about right now, and teaching kids and ourselves and reminding ourselves not to think about ourselves, that it's about a team and the we, and that the value that we can bring to others is big. And so I hope it's something that comes back with football numbers, because it's a fantastic sport, obviously. But Camp Dodge was a fantastic experience, to answer your question. And I think our kids just had fun. And I went there with the attitude that I just wanted to have fun every day. And, boy, we did. And I think we made a lot of progress. But we go up there and practice, and we get to put pads on in the summer. And that's the benefit of going to a camp like that for a football team and getting to be physical in July and getting a few question marks maybe answered. Or you get some surprises sometimes. And that was one thing that I appreciate, is our kids were hungry to hit. And I was excited about that and be physical. But they got to go up there, and we do some obstacle course challenges. This year was really fun. They enjoyed playing in it. They did an airsoft course for us. And so, they got to do that. And I took the brunt of that at times. got a few BB holes in me, welts or whatever. But it was all a good time. And you love those experiences. You know, we wrapped up camp this week on Thursday, and last night we got together at the pool. And they just got kids having fun. And I love that stuff. So, and I hope those guys are. And kind of makes it a family, and that's important. That's what we want to be.
Yeah, and you don't have to go very far this year either. Waterloo, no. I think, is your longest trip this year. And, of course, you got the brand new turf. You guys will debut with Kennedy on that first Friday night. And, boy, it looks great at Kingston right now.
Yeah, it was a pain last year. We had a lot of travel dates, and it definitely is paying off this year. I don't think we've ever had – we're going to have 7 games in Kingston because we play both city schools away. So then you've got the 2 city schools away plus your 5 home games, and that's fantastic. And so the only away games we have are Prairie, which is in town basically, and then we go to Waterloo West. Couldn't have a better schedule. So if you want to see the Jayhawks this year, hey, we're going to be at Kingston Stadium. So just about every Friday night, it's a hop, skip, and a jump. Come see us play, and hopefully we'll give you something good to cheer for. I think we will.
How about the staff? What's that look like this
year?
Yeah,
not a ton of turnover. We had our offensive line coach from the varsity, Jordan Miller, who just to get closer to some family and things, and had a better job opportunity up in Cedar Falls. So he moved on, and I've kind of assumed some of the offensive line role in that, and I'm really enjoying it. I hope the linemen are too, but Jordan did a great job for us. But we haven't had a lot of turnover other than that. We've got some new guys that have come on. Scott Andrews is still our defensive coordinator. Jamel Lewis is our offensive coordinator, and he's doing all that stuff this year, and those guys do a fantastic job. Jared Evans got promoted to our quarterback coach, and he's helping with the linebackers. He's a former Jefferson quarterback and in the system that we run. Dakota Tompkins has come back to us from playing college ball. He was a Jefferson alum, played safety in college or DB in college, and has done a really good job, and love what he's doing. He's actually coaching our wide receivers but helping Scott on the defense as well. And Ben Tricky, loyal Jefferson guy. And, boy, our kids love him just because of the fire and things that he brings to practice every day. And I love having that too. And Another guy who's come back and is helping me a little bit with the offensive line is Lane McDowell, mm-hmm. old-time Jayhawk. And, so we're really happy to have that, and represents kind of that winning tradition of Jefferson. And I love our kids being around that, and I know they appreciate everything that he can give us. So that's the varsity staff. Talking sophomore-wise, Ryan Evans is still our head sophomore coach. Roger Grewell has helped out there for years. Mike Boddicker helped last year and is back. Cody Lacoste is joining us. He's another Jefferson graduate who has come back. He coached in the area at DeWitt, and we're happy to have him helping out our sophomores this year. And Fred Northern's been with the Jayhawks for years, man. And Fred Northern was my first Metro football coach. And it's so cool to be able to be on the staff with him now and coach football. And then talking, so that's our sophomores. And freshman-wise, Willie Guy is coming back, and he's going to help our freshmen this year. And Jason Edwards is our offensive coordinator. And just those two right there, it's like, wow, if you're a freshman coming in to play high school football, you know, what more fun guys to be around could you have than Willie Guy and Jason Edwards?
So, absolutely.
And Cody Northern's one of those two. And Ryan Newberger and Noah Vauder, those last three names are all Jefferson graduates too, who've played in our system, and they're young guys and they're positive guys. And that's what I like about our staff is they want what's best for kids. They have high energy. And I thought this camp, you know, our coaching staff, you can tell it's year two, you know, because everybody knows what they're doing, and they're coaching now and not asking questions. So it's exciting.
Now, and all get started on the 30th against the Cougars on the new rug at Kingston. So
yeah, Kingston's looking good, man. If you haven't been over there, but come out on the 30th, and we have a scrimmage the week before, and so we'll be there that Friday night. So you come check out the stadium, 8-lane track. Amen. That's going to be nice when spring comes around, and it looks good. It's I was on it, you know, walked on it. It's soft and feels fast.
It looks
so
fast.
that is what you want. But the field looks great too, and what they did with the design of the new field turf is really cool. So, and I just love the history of Kingston Stadium. I mean, it's a icon in our community, and to get to play where all that history is for Cedar Rapids high school is playing there, and other teams and things that have played there through the years is really special. So I know we at Jefferson feel special to be able to play in Kingston Stadium. Get a 67 years old and looking good.
Yes, it is. all right, Chris, thanks. Best of luck to the Jayhawks. Look forward to seeing you this fall.
Thank you. I appreciate everything you do, and look forward to seeing you.
All right, we'll take a break. Come back. More of our football previews on this Saturday morning coming up after this here on KGYM.
The pennant race is heating up at Target Field.
The Twins win! The Twins win! The Minnesota Twins win it!
Minnesota and Cleveland do battle for the AL Central lead in a four-game series at Target Field, August 8th to the 11th.
Near the wall, and that's gone! Kepler's 2-for-2. Two homers off Bauer again.
Target is proud to support back-to-school weekend with the first 5,000 kids, 12 and under, receiving a Twins backpack on Saturday and Sunday. Get your tickets at twinsbaseball.com.
It's hard to get ahead when you start out behind, in school debt, looking for a job in a crowded market. Here's a smarter option. There's a place that will pay you to learn, for real. You get on-the-job training with classroom instruction and get paid and receive benefits the entire time. The apprenticeship program with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is like getting paid to go to school and start a solid career. Find out all about this great way to get ahead in life at smart263.org. smart263.org.
You can always count on Miller High Life, the champagne of beers. Always crisp, always easy drinking, always just right. The perfect balance of flavor and refreshment since 1903. Welcome to the High Life. The 2019 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Celebrate responsibly.
9:44, back with you on the Coach's Corner program here on this Saturday morning on KGYM. Our football preview shows are continuing, as we'll have another one coming your way next week for you right here on KGYM. Going to talk Marion football, the Indians, off the 4-5 season a year ago. We talked north side, now we're going south side of Marion, right?
That's right, south side.
South side of Marion. Tim Lovell, the head coach of the Indians, joining us. And like we said... 4-5, but it was a little bit of a deceiving 4-5 because you were right there in the thick of things, even going to the last week of the season in the game against the two-time state champion Xavier Saints. And when you have Western Dubuque and Xavier in the last two, you know, you got an opportunity to make the playoffs, and that's all you ask for.
Yeah, we like to think that we finished third in 3A.
Yeah.
Because we finished behind Xavier State champs and West Dubuque to runner up, and then we finished behind them in districts. So we joke about that. If you looked at the scores, it wouldn't really be that. But yeah, we have a murderer's row schedule, but, you know, we ask for it when the state asked us to give out the teams that we wanted to play. And so our first four last year, we were 2-3 plays away from being 3-1. Instead, we were 1-3. We had three players out that couldn't play with us that were big impact guys, and we were still right there in the mix. The quarterback got hurt, and you still have an opportunity at the end of the season. You win and you're in. You tie for the district. And so a credit to that group of guys that played last year for us. They just did an amazing job hanging in there. The Xavier game didn't go the way we wanted it to at all from the kickoff, literally. But that's okay, and you regroup and you come back and you issue a whole new group of guys in, and you know, we had a really, really good summer. You know, so exciting to see where it goes.
Yes, it is, and some big shoes to fill from that senior class that just had tremendous success in athletics up and down the line, no matter what sport, really, over at Marion. And I guess it starts with Trevor Paulson. It seemed like Trevor was quarterback for forever at Marion, but won't be back there this year.
Nope, yeah, he's leaving for Winona here, I think, this weekend, maybe tomorrow. I was just talking with his dad, who's on staff with us, and his little brother's going to be a junior. Ryan, who's fighting for the quarterback position right now, ironically. And so Trevor certainly paid his dues in our program and left a legacy with big shoes to fill. But that's why you play high school sports. You know, it's next man in, and I'm anxious to see who fills those shoes. We got a couple kids that are really competing their butt off for it.
Yeah, and whoever has the best camp goes through is going to be the guy on that first Friday night.
Yeah, we have two guys, both juniors, Wyatt Cannon, who got some time with us last year, and Ryan Paulson, who also got a little bit of time with us in the JV program last year. If you were to put Trevor and Ryan next to each other, you wouldn't really say that they were brothers, because Ryan is not quite as tall and not quite as big, but his mental stature is right there. And Wyatt is every bit as tall as Trevor, and very, very lean and athletic. And so both bring different qualities to the table, and we've seen them really show up this week in camp, and we got two more weeks before we have a scrimmage with Linmar, and I'm anxious to see who really steps up and leads, because really what it comes down to is who's going to be the most disciplined, who's going to lead the program.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, whoever the quarterback has, going to have some weapons, though. Going to have some skilled guys. You got some runners back. You got some wide receivers back.
Yeah, absolutely. Three guys come to mind: Isaac Jakota, Lucas Unson, Connor Whalen. C.J. Anderson, he's going to be a junior for us as well. Daquan and Dane Karstensen, Daquan Johnson. Those guys have really upped their game in terms of just athleticism and strength. If you look at Lucas, he started for us the beginning of the year as a sophomore because of the situation we were in, and really was a very reliable, consistent, heady football player. Connor Whalen has been with us. He's going into his third year. We brought him up as a sophomore against Dubuque Wallert, much like Trevor Paulson the year before. Connor's been nothing but a leader, and he's grown and he's gotten stronger. He runs track. He absolutely loves to compete. He's been a real leader for us this summer. And then Isaac Jakota, he came in last year as a running back for us. And athletically, there aren't many guys on his level. I think he's a legit 4'5 guy, weighing about 185 pounds. And he is a load. Not only that, he's just a great kid. All three of those guys are phenomenal young men. Lucas is a baseball player as well. Dane Carstensen's a baseball player. Ryan, baseball player. We have a lot of multi-sport guys that are doing really great things in other programs. So that competitive nature we talk about, multi-sport athletes, really, I think, is going to lend itself well to our program.
Yeah, and Isaac He had some out of this world average per carry stat last year. So when he gets it, the good things happen.
Yeah, watch out because he's fast and he's physical, and that's tough if you're a defense. You got to figure out how many guys you want to put on him, because then you have, you know, Lucas and Connor, and you know, if Wyatt's not playing quarterback, he'll be out on the field somewhere. Ryan will be on the field. CJ, he's 6'2". Daquan, 6'1". We have some real length and speed, and I think Daquan has, I think, a 35-inch vertical as a junior coming in the program. He's really come into his own. We're really excited for the guys that we have coming back. You know, everyone's talking about numbers. You know, quite honestly, it's about the guys that are in the program, and we have guys that have bought in. Last year, if you were to look at our attendance in the summer, it was about 61%. And I correlate a lot of that to how we finished, because we just didn't pay attention to the details as much as we probably should. And that lends itself to a 4-5 record. This year, we finished 80% across the program. And when you're asking kids to show up every day and also be in another sport, that's a lot to ask, and they committed to it. And it starts with our ninth graders coming in all the way up to the seniors into the program. So, and our staff. And so it's really an exciting time for us. We are really anxious to get this thing rolling.
Yeah. And, coming up in a couple of weeks, and, we'll talk about that. And a couple linemen back for you up front, lost some good ones, but, that's kind of the nature of high school football.
That is the nature of it. Caden Swanger, Garrett Wagner, Ben Gibson, Christian Lacoste, Logan Hangartner, those are all guys that have seen lots of time for us, and we are excited about them. Caden Swanger, he's down about 15, 20 pounds. He had a knee injury, but has really done a phenomenal job. If you look at a guy that looks really good for his size, Caden is right there. Garrett Wagner is the tallest guy on our team. It seems like he grows an inch every week. And he is really becoming explosive. He's a baseball kid, but he threw shot and I think was thrown almost 50 feet by the end of the season as a sophomore. We're really excited for him. Ben Gibson, we're moving him into a center role, and he's just the consummate leader. He's a homeschool kid that's been with us for a long time, and he just does what he needs to do. He's athletic. He's a wrestler. He's got that mental toughness piece that you're looking for from a center, and he's also a linebacker for us as well. He started on the defensive side last year for us, so you know, he's a guy that brings some intangibles that you need with some young guys in the program. Christian Lacoste, he's also a senior. He saw quite a bit of time at linebacker and defensive line last year for us. He's an energy guy. His dad is a Marion grad, and so we're excited to see him. And Logan Hangartner, he's also a multi-sport athlete. We're anxious to see him in pads as well. He's one of those that just looks the part. And a humble kid, doesn't say a lot, but brings a ton of energy. And so we have big shoes to fill on the line, but those guys, I think, are really, at least offensively speaking, are doing a great job.
Yeah, and athletic too for the line. Maybe not the 285s all the way across or whatnot, but guys that can move with some physicality.
Absolutely, and with what we do offensively, you have to be able to move, and you got to be able to bend at the knees, bend at the hips, and be able to get up onto somebody and double team. So. With the strength and the athleticism that we have, we feel really good about where they are.
Yeah,
for sure.
Are some of those guys going to be on the defensive line as well, I would imagine?
Yeah, you know, with the numbers that we have, we don't have, we can't platoon like Valley or, Dowling, but that's okay. You know, our motto this year is together we will, and that really buys into the team concept. But, you know, someone we're really excited about coming back on the defensive line is Trevor Coffer, and he's in the third year with us. He came over from Linmar a few years ago, moved into the district, and he's really changed himself and has really proven himself to be a strong leader for us as well on the defensive line, does whatever we're asking him to do. He's lost, I think he's about down 35 pounds. He was well over 300 last year, and he's, you know, in about 280 right now, 6'1". He's an absolute load to deal with. That's a big boy. That you got to try to move. And when he gets his butt down and his head up, he's going to get into the gap and be very hard to move. So we're really excited about him on the defensive line. And all the gentlemen I mentioned before, they'll be in the mix, you know, for sure on the defensive line. So we've looked at, you know, based on the numbers, do we need to have an even front or an odd front? And, so we're kind of looking at both situations right now for us and Just kind of depends what fits for the personnel.
Yeah, and you got some linebackers with experience coming back, so to help out behind those guys.
Yeah, Isaac and Ben, we've talked about those guys. Lucas Unson and Carter Scott are two guys we haven't really talked about, at least on the defensive side. But Lucas has been a middle linebacker for us. Carter Scott was a guy that took an injury last year. He's a wrestler, multi-sport kid. And Lucas is a multi-sport kid, track, baseball, basketball. You know, so the kids that are really successful in our program are the ones that are competing year-round. We're really athletic in the linebacker situation. We have another young man, Carter Gustafson. He's changed himself. He's a multi-sport athlete, too. Track runner, hurdler. If you saw him, you wouldn't go, he's a hurdler. But, boy, he's just a mentally tough kid. Just awesome, perfect attendance this summer. So we're going to have guys pushing for some spots. And another young man we're looking at bringing up, Abe Duvall from the sophomore level. We're, you know, just from a depth standpoint, but he's a kid that can squat, you know, well into the 300s as a 16-year-old. And you just don't have that kind of physicality, you know, as a young man. So, and Scott Fisher is in there as an outside linebacker. Tommy McAllister, he's a wrestler. He's a tough kid as an outside linebacker. Also mixing in at center behind Ben Gibson. So, we have a lot of kids that we feel really good about.
Yeah. And, same, scheme kind of this year, not to give too much away anyway.
Yeah, well, you know, we're looking at, you know, how do we maximize the personnel? And right. You know, we were wide open, up tempo, no huddle last year, and we have some pieces in place to do that same thing. So we're really excited about what we have going on. You don't have too many arms that come through like Trevor Paulson, and so. You know, anytime that you have you lose a kid with those kind of stats, you got to try to think about what's going to be best for our personnel. And so, Ryan and Wyatt are both a little bit different than Trevor, and so they have made some really strong strides with the offense that we're putting in, and we're excited to see where they go with it because they both have the potential to be very explosive and throw the ball downfield.
How about kicking game? What's that look like?
Well, some guy named Joffrey Murphy, who set every record in our program, is coming back.
Yes, he's pretty good.
yeah. You know, he's been looking at schools for football. Did some football camps with Nate Kidding this summer, and spent a lot of time talking to his folks about it. I'm still trying to talk him into going to play college football. I think he's leaning towards soccer at this point, but, you know, that's a family decision they have to make. But he's got an incredible leg at a camp down at CCA this summer. He kicked it 69 yards. You know, that just doesn't happen just because you want it to. That's a product of, number one, genetics, and number two, hard work. And so we're expecting him to be just like he was last year, consistent and take his game up another level. He set the single season and career record for field goals made at Marion, and he's got this year to go. And he set the record for kickoff yardage. And so, you know, anytime you can kick the ball into the end zone, it just creates a different dynamic for your defense. Starting at the 20-yard line is a lot different than starting at the 35, as you know.
Oh yeah,
and so we're excited for him, and he's done a great job, really trying to take coaching well from these camps, and expand what we're doing, you know, from a kicking game standpoint. Because if you kick a field goal from the 45, it goes into the end zone. Well, it goes right back to the 20 anyways. And so we tried that a few times last year, and he almost hit a 57-yarder, but it slipped on the grass a little bit. So if we have a little bit different weather this fall, maybe we'll give him a shot to hit one from 55, because he can certainly do it.
Oh, yeah, and it's a big weapon, because if you can get even across the 50-yard line, you're looking at points.
Absolutely. Absolutely, and that's a big deal. And our kids know it, and our coaches know it. And so our job is to keep him healthy and consistent.
Mm-hmm. And you guys are now you are the island. You are the only grass field.
Stop yourself.
In town.
Yes. Yes. That is the truth. That's a conversation we have a lot.
Thomas Park.
Yeah. Listen, Thomas Park has a lot of nostalgia and a lot of history, and I totally get it. And it's a fun, rocking place to be on Friday nights. Will that change at some point? Maybe. But, you know, there's a special feel when you're down at Thomas Park. You've been there before. And particularly since I've been here, man, it gets really loud. The town, the community has just really embraced what we're doing from a program standpoint. I couldn't be more grateful for the way they support our kids and our coaches. They just do a great job. So, yeah, we play on grass. We're old school. and that's okay, and that's good. And our kids, we practice on grass. We don't practice on turf. And, you know, sometimes it works to your advantage and sometimes it doesn't. If we ever get an opportunity to have a turf field, you know, we'll embrace that. But right now we love going down to Thomas Park and making that our home for sure.
Oh, yeah. And, yeah, more kids play on turf now. So maybe it is.
For sure. Yeah, definitely. When I was coaching at Linmar, that was a big deal because we played so many teams with turf. And, when you played Xavier, you remember what they had. Now they got the turf, but you know, we'd have to go over to the old Armstrong and practice on the grass so the kids had an idea what it felt like to play on actual real earth.
Yeah.
And you know, our kids get that feeling every day. And you know, last fall, you know, was a nightmare on equipment, literally everything. We had to replace all of our practice balls and had new game balls because the field was just a complete mess because of the rain that we had. That's just the joys and pains that you take with being on a grass field.
Yeah, it is. And you mentioned that schedule, same as last year. And,
yes, sir.
Boy, it gets you ready for that district because you take a look at you'll open at home with Washington, Iowa. You go up to Manchester.
Yeah.
Solon's just a little loaded. Clear Creek, Amana. Those four don't get you ready. Nothing will.
Yeah, I mean, literally three of those first four were playoff teams. And West Delaware was a game away. You know, you got the state champ and the state runner-up to finish up the season with. The advantage we have this year, much like Coach Busing was talking about, we only have one real long away game. We go to Maquoketa this year. Everything else, we got a scrimmage with Linmar on the 23rd. They're coming to our place this year. We're excited for that. We got Washington home, Solid at home, CPU, Wallert, West Dubuque at home, and then we go across the street to Xavier to play them on the last game of the year. Busing standpoint, game readiness standpoint, we are excited about that. And, you know, a year from now, who knows what the state's going to decide from a schedule standpoint. You know, we all know what's up in the air there. But, we have a really great, strong schedule. And I think from a readiness standpoint, you couldn't ask for more from our kids. And, you know, we've talked about that with our kids. It doesn't matter who isn't out. It matters who is here. And it's going to take all of us every single Friday night, and that's what makes football so great. Coach Busing alluded to that in his conversation. But delayed gratification, you get 9 opportunities. You don't get 2-3 a week like in baseball, basketball, softball, whatever it is. You gotta get ready all summer, and then you get once a week. And so you better earn it. You better go out and earn it.
How about staff this year? What's it look like?
We've had some changes on our staff, but it's been really great. You know, Pete Measurely took the boys' job. Josh Claypool took the girls' job. Josh was on our middle school staff. Pete was our head freshman coach. Henry Martinson was the girls' basketball coach at Central City. He resigned. Travis Stearns was our head sophomore coach. We moved up him to replace Henry. He's done a phenomenal job. Ray is still on staff as our defensive coordinator. We've talked about Coach Riesland for a long time. Garrett Williams is a second-year coach for us, third-year teacher at Marion. He'll be running our special teams. Coach Measurely, the OG, the original Coach Measurely, he's coming back on staff for his fourth stint year with us, so we're excited to have him. And then, actually, Coach Martinson got a girls' assistant job with Josh Claypool, Coach Martinson is going to actually run our scout team. So he just still wants to be around the program. We're excited for that. And then at the 9-10 level, we're actually combining our Frosch sophomore program this year just due to numbers, which has been actually really good for us. But Michael Joyner comes to us from Glenwood, Iowa. He was on Coach Faust's staff, and he's going to be our head coach for that program. He's going to run the O-line, doing a phenomenal job. Really bought into what we're doing. We're excited for him. Brad Paulson is coming back. We talked about him a little bit earlier. His son Ryan's going to be a junior, and he's going to be a defensive coordinator for that program, coach linebackers. And then we added another young man who replaced Coach Paulson's spot, Mitchell Hewitt. Coach Hewitt comes to us from Benton. He was an Anamosa grad, and then student taught at Linmar, coached at Linmar for a year, and was actually thinking about going on staff over there, and I doubled his salary and made him come over to the south side. No, I didn't double. I wish I could, but he's been a phenomenal ad. He's going to work with quarterbacks and defensive backs and special teams at that 9-10 level. And Jason Lang's coming back for his second year. Coaching the defensive line and helping out Coach Joyner on the O-line. And then one other young man, Jacob Maloney, he's been a volunteer for us the last few years since his playing days and when he graduated in 2017. He's coming around helping out scout team guys. He's just really enthusiastic. So I have some coaches that, you know, much like Coach Busing alluded to in his talk, that the coaches make the difference. And this summer was the easiest summer I personally have had because of so much work that those coaches have done, buying into getting to know the kids, running drills. I felt a little bit lost at times because I didn't have as much to do. Mm-hmm. But that's the joy in, of what you're looking for, to get these young coaches ready to go. And you know, I can't keep them. I got to kick them out. I got to get rid of them and go home, go be with your families, because they just want to sit and talk football all the time. You give them Gatorade, and that's all they need. And it's just, you know, a polo and a Gatorade, and let's talk football all night. So I'm so excited for our staff because, number one, they're passionate about the game, but they're also passionate about building young men up. And, you know, our mission statement is develop champions today, build leaders for tomorrow. Boy, that's exactly what they're doing. I couldn't ask for anything better.
Yep, good staff right there. And, you know, fresh sophomores together, and maybe, you know, there are positives to that as well. So that's the way it's going to be this year.
Yeah, it is. And we really started talking about this last November. And, you know, from an actual game playing standpoint, I think it's okay because, number one, you got kids you can practice against and you can compete against, and you put a product on the field that everyone's excited about. We do have two freshman game onlys just for those young guys. That freshman class has a lot of numbers, but the sophomore class does not. And it's very similar to what we have right now. The senior class has about 10 guys, and then the juniors have about 20. Mm-hmm. And so we're kind of, you know, every other we got a good numbers. And so it makes it easy from the parent standpoint. Hey, you got two games on Friday. You don't got to worry about Mondays. You know, we do have two Monday games for freshmen, but they're at home with Albertette and Animo, so we're excited for them to play with us a little bit. But, yeah, consistency. You know, you can't go up to West Dubuque with 13 freshmen and try to run a program. You know, there's too many things that happen in the game of football. You got to have numbers. And that's been really good, and our coaches have really embraced it.
All right. Well, Washington, Iowa to start things off in a couple of weeks from Friday.
Yeah, we can't wait. It'll be great. It's an exciting time. It seems like just yesterday we were talking about this last year. And so life happens fast.
It does. It does. Tim, thanks. Appreciate it. Best of luck to the Indians. Look forward to seeing you this year.
Thanks, Scott, for having me on. Appreciate it.
All right. We'll come back and have more of the Coach's Corner right after this here on KGYM.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life. So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
The 2019 Donor Dash 5K Fun Run and 2 Mile Walk will be held August 17th at the beautiful Terry Trueblood Rec Area in Iowa City. Come run, walk, stroll, wheel, volunteer, cheer, or make a charitable donation to the Iowa Donor Network. Donor Dash is open to everyone.
Details at KGYMradio.com. Click on Community MVP.
Fairfax State Savings Bank has been serving your community for 95 years. We're the bank here, or wherever you need us to be, harvesting that first ear of corn with 500 acres to go. Deciding on the perfect vacation spot. From your business to our office to the comfort of your home after a busy day. Explore your options at Fairfax State Savings Bank. Get started with your personal or business lending today at thebankhere.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you have frequent heartburn, take control of it with Prilosec OTC instead of stashing antacids everywhere, like in your junk drawer, buried under old batteries and hotel pens, or in your purse, hiding in the one pocket you won't check. You even have antacids on your nightstand, which are very hard to see in the dark. Ah. It's time you stopped stashing antacids and started taking Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn.
It's possible with Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days, not for immediate relief.
You can always count on Miller High Life, the champagne of beers. Always crisp, always easy drinking, always just right. The perfect balance of flavor and refreshment since 1903. Welcome to the High Life. You've got the time. We've got the beer. 2019 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Celebrate responsibly.
It's almost time to bet. Coming August 15th, football, baseball, college or pro. Bet on the action with the Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. If you are a Riverside Casino Resort Club member, we will notify you of next steps soon. Not a Resort Club or eClub member? Visit Riverside Casino and Golf Resort to join. Membership is free. Make every game better with Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Coming soon. Subject to IRGC approval. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
You know that Airgas USA, LLC, is one of the nation's leading suppliers of industrial, medical, and specialty gases. But did you know we also carry welding and safety supplies, hardware and tools, and offer MRO products and services to industrial and commercial vendors? We do, and we have a location right here in Cedar Rapids on C Avenue Northeast. So the bottom line, Airgas USA, LLC, has gas, welding, and safety supplies. We're 30 years strong and getting stronger. See us at airgas.com.
Sports radio on the historic main gym, 1600 KGYM Cedar Rapids.
That's going to wrap things up in our first installment of our Coach's Corner program here on KGYM. Want to thank our guests here today, Paul James, Chris Busing, as well as Tim Lovell. More high school football previews coming your way next Saturday morning. We'll have the podcast up here in just a little bit of today's show. We're going to get you back to ESPN programming right here on KGYM.
Well, he certainly looked like he belonged. He looked like the moment. All we can go off of what we